Yankee Doodle went to town.
That was way back in 1776.
He went to town again in 1812.
1861.
1898.
1917.
1942.
Right. Yankee Doodle goes to town today. Last night, today, tonight, every day and every night, the spirit of Yankee Doodle is on constant vigil against the enemy. The enemy that now threatens our freedom, our homes, our lives. Tonight, over this station, we proudly inaugurate a series of new programs.
What kind of program, Jack?
You got Bob Hope?
You got Benny Goodman?
You got Carlton Bourne or Swing?
None of these. Tonight, for 15 minutes, you listen to something different. You listen to how you defend the things you hold nearest and dearest to your heart. You listen to Yankee Doodle 1942, sponsored by the United States Office of Civilian Defense and our own local civilian defense organization.
Oh, what about this civilian defense stuff anyway? That's a job for the Army. Those are the guys to win the war.
You're right, Bud. Defense won't win a war. And winning the war is the job of the armed services. But our job is to leave them free to do their job. Free in the knowledge that their homes and ours are protected.
Yeah? Who figured this thing out? Some smart guy in Washington?
No, Bud. It wasn't figured out in Washington. Not at first.
We figured it out in England where the Blitz began. We had to figure it out.
We figured it out in Russia when the tanks came. We carried factories on our backs, bit by bit, into the mountains. We had to, so the Germans couldn't stop our working.
We figured it out in China. It was hard, hard to burn our homes, our fields, but we left only the scorched earth for the Japanese.
Heil Hitler!
We never figured it out in Denmark.
Or Norway.
Or Holland.
Or Belgium.
Or France.
We did not have time.
Is all that on the level?
Yes, Bud. On the level.
Mister, have we got time?
We've got to make time. It may come tonight, tomorrow night, next week or next month. Whenever it comes, we've got to be ready.
Hey, listen, mister. I'm a taxpayer. I've got some rights. What's being done?
What's being done? Well?
Control center.
District warning center calling. Yellow warning.
Thank you. All right, folks, step on it. Yellow warning. Call all posts and services.
Hello, police department. Yellow warning.
Hello, fire department. Yellow warning.
Get going, public services. Yellow warning.
Zone warden speaking.
Notify your sector wardens. Yellow warning.
Right away.
Right away.
Right away. This is Polachek.
Polachek. Ravenswood talking. Stand by.
Okay, Mr. Ravenswood. Me, I'm standing.
Auxiliary firemen, stand by.
We're ready.
Rescue squad's ready.
Emergency medical, stand ready.
We're ready.
Nurses all called. We're always ready.
Stretcher team's waiting.
Drivers and messenger.
Drivers at the wheels.
Messenger's ready.
Public works.
Demolition and clearance units ready.
Road repair units ready.
Decontamination units waiting.
Utilities.
Repair units standing.
Air raid wardens.
Wardens at their posts.
Fire watches on station.
Emergency food and housing ready.
Command section and service sections at their posts. All services reporting and on duty. We're on the alert.
Hey, we ain't done bad. Oh, mister, do I feel good. We've done a terrific job since December 7th.
Bud, we ain't done anything yet. We're only on the alert, standing by, waiting.
Who are all these guys and these dames, and who pays them? Hey, that ain't what our taxes are going for, is it?
Nobody pays them. They pay their taxes, too. They're our neighbors. Yours and mine.
No kidding.
Sure. Get acquainted with them. For instance, there's the man next door to you.
My name is Stevens. Robert Stevens. I mention that because my brother Tom lives in the next block and people often get us confused. I'm a lawyer. Got a wife and three kids. The oldest one's in the army. We're kind of worried about him. He's been so long since we heard from him. You see, he's a flyer with MacArthur in Australia. It's cold these nights up on this hotel roof, watching for planes. But it kind of warms me to think I'm doing something, too. Makes the waiting easier.
Jim isn't home tonight. He's over at the fire department learning about incendiary bombs. I told him I'd heard that our local civilian defense organization was going to appoint me the block leader in our block. But he says I've got too much to do already. Sewing at Red Cross every afternoon, cooking, cleaning. But my goodness, Jim, I said, everybody's got to do as much and even more than he can. Jim, I said, aren't you on the demolition squad by night and an assistant warden for your office building by day? And anyway, whatever we do, compared to what the boys in uniforms have to do, it doesn't amount to a thing.
This is the chief operator. I'll be glad to check main 0771 for you. I'm sorry, sir, that line is busy. My name is Lottie Anderson. I moved here with my folks when I was 12 years old. Papa thought his arthritis would be better here. Gets real cold back in Minnesota. I got married 3 years ago and quit the telephone company. But last year, John and I talked it over, and we decided as long as I could work, there was no reason for him to stay. He's in Iceland now. Gets real cold there, too, he tells me. Well, I work here at the telephone office from 8 to 4. I catch the bus right outside, and if things break right with the traffic, I get home in time to have a sandwich and feed the dog. He's John's dog, really. Well, then at 6 o'clock, I gotta be downtown to go on duty at the control center. That's the nerve center of our defense corps. We send out the word to all the services. Well, I work there till 10 at night. Gets me home kinda late, but I'm still getting 6 hours sleep. That's enough for anyone in these times.
I'm Eddie Donahue. I serve drinks down at the Casita Mañana. We get a very good class of trade down there, some of the best drunks in town. Well, the joint closes up at 2 a.m., and I take a quick wash, slap on my woolies, stop over to the Greek lunch wagon on a corner and get me a couple of sandwiches, a jug of coffee, and haul the body up here to the aqueduct by 4. Kind of ironic, me with all this water. I'm on guard duty late when Dr. Preston shows up to relieve me. I generally hang around a while, though, talking to the doc. He's a very interesting fella. He ain't a doctor of medicine. He's a doctor of psychology. Works over at the university. What he's told me about some of my customers is truly amazing. It seems they're escapists. That's why they lap it up, all that liquor. It's all right up here. No cigarette smoke, no ether fumes. First couple of nights made me kind of dizzy, but I'm used to it now. I also find it very educational to see the sun come up. I always thought it just set.
You see, Bud?
Oh, that's who those guys and dames are.
That's right. Your neighbors. That's how a community organizes itself for defense. Just as they did in...
Hey, before you start that again, Tell me, where do I fit into this picture?
The chairman of our local civilian defense organization can tell you that.
Yeah? Who's he? Yeah, I get that, but what
You got any more questions, Bud?
Yeah, I got plenty more questions. I want to know about that auxiliary police
Next
and about
Next week
the...
at the same time, you come around again, Bud. We'll tell you about the auxiliary police then. Yankee Doodle went to town.
That was back in 1776.
1812.
1861.
1898.
1917.
Now in 1942.
Is Yankee Doodle going to town today? Your Yankee Doodle, neighbor. The answer is up to you.